Mission Network News, 2-minute version for Sunday, March 20th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. In the midst of humanitarian crisis in Sudan, God is working through His people. Voice of the Martyrs and their partner Persecution Project Foundation recently focused on a crisis relief outreach in Sudan. Brad Phillips of the Persecution Project says they have a radio station that's reaching into Darfur. Phillips says churches are beginning to pop up as Christians reach out with the gospel.
What's exciting is to see some cultures that are traditionally closed off to the gospel now having the opportunity to receive the word of God in the context of their situation that they're in right now.
We turn next to Lebanon, where the Cedar Revolution is made up of the sons and daughters of a civil war society. The protesting leading edge for Lebanese freedom are mainly young people. Sat7's Glenn Hartson says in response, they're starting up a new outreach called Teens, aimed at these young people. Program hosts will be talking about current events and center the discussions around Christ.
If you can provide the right resources for them to avail themselves with, obviously that it has a Christian perspective, I think they're very eager to hear and to learn because they see this as an opportunity for their voices to be heard.
And Grace Ministries reports their Congolese lay leader training program got off to a great start this month. 17 churches are represented in the Kigali program. Most of the church leaders have never had any Bible training, so this is something very special to them. Missionaries teaching the program say the joy on the participants' faces when they got their materials indicates both enthusiasm and commitment. The group is studying the book of Genesis and principles of Christian living. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University. Mission Network News offers MP3 versions of our 4.5, 2, and 1-minute radio broadcasts. Download them for your MP3 player today at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.